to. So are your kids at home? Are you at home with them? Are you a teacher? And what's that like? You know, you see the kids sitting in front of the screen. I'm always intrigued by what it's the teacher looking at the screen, seeing all of those faces. But let's start with mom first. This is Kate Murray, mother of four kids in school, a sixth grader, a fourth grader, a third grader, a kindergartner. Kate, welcome to WGN. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you, John?
I'm good. You sound energetic, and you must be if you've got four kids in school all e-learning right now, huh?
They're e-learning. We actually started last week. They go 2 days hybrid and then 3 days full-time at home.
Boy, it's hard enough keeping track of kids' homework and obligations. Now you've got some at school, some at home, some always at home. I mean, it must be really complicated.
I feel like I color code everything to know what's going on for which kid.
So how is it going? In general, are you happy with the amount of education your kids are getting?
I actually am. It's such a difference from the spring when I felt like we were in emergency mode, making sure that we were safe. Now they log in every morning. I see their teacher or I hear their teacher, depending on which kid it is. They're doing work. My kindergartner is figuring out, you know, the sounds, and she's putting sounds together to read that she wasn't doing 2 months ago. So it's been a really positive experience. My sixth grader's learning Spanish, and we laugh as a family. We all are learning Spanish because she's so loud as she sings her songs. But I feel like they're learning, and I think they miss their friends, but they're seeing them online, and they're interacting with them. The teachers have been great to put in breakout rooms in these Zoom sessions so they get to know each other a little bit that way. It's definitely not school, like we all understand, but it's going well for our family.
I want to mention the schools, if that's okay with you, because it looks
fine.
Public schools and parochial schools, right?
Yes.
So the sixth grader at Thomas Middle School, so what's that child status? Is that hybrid or what?
She is hybrid. So she on Monday she has asynchronous learning, meaning the teacher checks in with them, but they have more independent work time. And then on Tuesday and Thursday they're at home on Zoom is all day, and then Wednesday and Friday, she's at school all day.
Does a bus pick her up then?
I take her, or she walks.
So that's the way it would have been anyway, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And then the fourth grader, what's going on there?
Fourth grader, similar asynchronous on Monday, same days that they're in school, but this is her first week. The third and fourth grader will start this week in the hybrid learning. And so we will, you know, throw in another drop off. And they all have a few anxieties about going back to school because of worrying about staying healthy. And my fourth grader is asthmatic, so she definitely has a different level of worry than the others do about getting sick or just having a runny nose and what that means. Does she have to stay home? Does she have to get tested for COVID? And so we're taking temperatures a whole heck of a lot. I keep a thermometer in the car. I've never done that before.
Mm. Are you nervous about her health at school?
You know, I trust the school district and I trust the teachers. My biggest concern is probably other parents. And are we doing the right thing with our kids' health?
And then the last of these, so that's the fourth, third, sixth, and then the kindergartner is at Olive Mary Stitt School. So that's the parochial school, right?
No, actually, all of mine are public school.
Oh,
those are just
me.
The elementary, in District 25 out here in Arlington Heights.
Got it. Arlington Heights, good. And so what's the kindergartner doing?
So we only have half-day kindergarten in our district. So she's at home Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And she does, you know, she sings all her songs. I do sit with her. Not that she needs me to help her with school. She can't reach her books. So I have to be in the same room as her so that she can get her math book out and that. And then she's at school Wednesday and Friday as well. So it's just like the big kids. And she takes her little snack to school and they wear their masks all day. And she's talked a lot about the rules at school about wearing a mask. And I'm proud of her because she understands the importance of staying healthy.
This is a whole different kind of learning for kids. I mean, it's a kind of responsibility, civic learning about we're all in this together, that sort of thing, isn't it?
I agree completely. And their teachers have done a great job about making the kids understand that this isn't about me, it's about helping each other.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Kate. So I asked a teacher this. I'm going to let you go. I have another teacher I'm going to talk to after a quick break here. But I did ask a teacher this a couple of weeks ago. What percentage of the knowledge that you would like to pass to them do you think they're going to get? And she said maybe 50%. How would you score it? How much do you think the kids are getting that they should be in third, fourth, and sixth grade?
I'd say it's closer to 60 to 70% at our house because the teachers are putting a lot on them that they need to keep learning. They're treating it like a real classroom, just virtually.
And are the kids done with academics at 3 or 2:30, whatever the normal time would have been?
My middle schooler always has a little bit to finish up, but never. It's not like the homework we know from previous years. The others still have to read and do their math for 20 minutes each evening, just like we always have.
Yeah. Kate Murray is a mother of four and is on it.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that.
Heights. Well done. Kate, let's visit again. But thank you so much for responding to our query on Facebook. This is kind of what I want to know. How's it going out there? And you've been a big help.
Thanks a lot, John.
Yeah. Now she's got to get back to those kids. Let's talk to a teacher on how that's going in a minute. We're talking about learning at home. What's it like for the parents, the kids, and the teachers? On a phone line is Christy Johansson, a long-term substitute teacher at Northwood Middle School Band and a parent of a high school student in Woodstock. So she's got it coming and going. Christy, you're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. Great to talk to you. I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about your child first. Is it a son or daughter that's a freshman?
Yeah, I actually have three kids. My oldest is a freshman, my son, at Woodstock High School.
Ah. And then you got a middle schooler, too?
Yes, my daughter is in seventh grade at the other middle school here in Woodstock, and I have another son in fourth grade.
At Prairie Wood Elementary?
Correct.
Yeah. How's it going?
About as good as you would expect it. My youngest one is really rocking it out. He's doing a nice job. He knows when to be on his meets, and he's getting all his work done, which is great. My middle schooler is about 50-50. She really misses being in school. She's very social, but she's getting most of her work done. My high schooler, he's having a little bit more trouble.
Any particular reason why? Would you say the same about your kids? Were they in school, too? One is more academically inclined, one's more social, stuff like that?
Actually, funny enough, my two youngest ones are both very social, and all three of them are in advanced classes. They're all honor students. So I think, yes, in a way, they'd probably be doing about the same that they were in class, but definitely being home with remote learning has put a magnifying glass on their weaknesses.
That's interesting, right, because maybe they could get more tutoring or attention from the teacher were they there in person. Now it's probably more difficult to do, right?
Yes, they're expected to be much more independent, and two of my kids work better independently than my oldest, and it is his first year in high school. I mean, this is a huge transition, and, you know, I try to help him, but he doesn't want help from mom.
You know, it's interesting because can I just share an anecdote with you? So the first year that I took French in high school was my freshman year, and I was a language arts kid. That's my sweet spot, right? And I got lost out of the gate. The teacher was teaching us in French, and everybody seemed to be getting it, and I didn't. And the first 6 weeks grade, I got a D in French, and I was hopeless. And it wasn't until I was finally able to, in the classroom, talking to my classmates and talking to Mr. Swiderski, did they explain to me some of the things I was missing. But were I to be doing that remotely, I don't think I would have ever caught up. I'll bet you and your son can relate a little bit to that.
Absolutely. It takes a certain, you know, bit of chutzpah to kind of advocate for yourself. And he's not the kind of kid to say, hey, excuse me, you know, teacher, I need some extra time with you after class.
Well, especially when they do that. Do they do that in front of everybody? I mean, for you to chime in and announce that is probably not that easy a thing to do.
Well, I have to agree with you there. The teachers have done a really great job, though, of being available either via email, via Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
They're like, send me an email, send me a, you know, they've made themselves incredibly available.
That's
However,
good.
That also means that after class is over and you shut that Chromebook, then you have to have that follow through to go back and say, oh, I need to follow up with that teacher. And for him, when he shuts that Chromebook, he kind of just shuts off.
I understand.
He's like, good,
yeah.
School's over, I'm done.
Yeah. How long is the day for your kids?
They go, my elementary school kid goes from 8 until about 2:30, and the other two go from 8:30 till 3:30. Now, starting today, they did change up our remote schedule. We've been doing 90-minute blocks, four classes every day, and, you know, we kind of got into our groove, and it's been working. We were supposed to go back to hybrid today, but on Friday at 4 o'clock, they pulled the plug and said, never mind, we're going to stay remote.
Oh.
But we're not going to stay remote with our same schedule. We're going to switch up the schedule on you. So now my high schooler, who was starting at 8:30, starts at 7:15 a.m.
Wow. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Exactly. It was a great morning here in the Johansson household.
When they're looking at the screen, what do they see?
They are usually seeing their teacher. Often I see, it depends, like my youngest one always has his camera on, and so do all his classmates, so he can see most of his classmates too. My middle schooler, I'm not sure because she doesn't like me looking at her, her screen very often. And I know that my high schooler never turns his camera on. So he's usually looking at whatever the teacher's presenting and a picture of the teacher talking.
But then the teacher doesn't see him, in other words?
Not usually. Now, sometimes I will hear them say, okay, can you please turn your cameras on? You know, we're going to take a poll. I need you to raise your hand. Or I just kind of want to see you and say good morning or whatever.
Yeah.
Technically, we can't, you know, force them to turn their cameras on. We can't, you know, take off their grade or anything if they don't turn their cameras on.
Really? Is that a privacy thing? I mean, maybe the school doesn't have the authority to look into the kids' room or world?
Honestly, I don't know if it's a legality thing or if it's just a courtesy at this point, because we don't want kids to be embarrassed to turn their cameras on if they don't want us to see the inside of their house or their parents in the background or whatever might be happening.
But if I was the teacher, I would also want to see that you are in your seat, you know, looking at and participating. It would strike me as a little curious on the teacher's part to be teaching blind that way. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do know what you mean, because I am currently teaching, and it's very difficult to be talking to, you know, when their camera's off, we see their little avatars. So we're just kind of talking to a bunch of little cartoon faces. Huh. And,
well, how many,
you know,
how,
whatever.
When you're teaching, what's the ratio? Is it half and half, 90-10 avatars to live faces?
I do, because I'm teaching band, I do ask the kids to turn on their cameras, and I kind of make a big deal out of it. I said, you know, I can't hear you. I'd really like to be able to see you. So I'd say on average, I'd say it's probably 90-10 for me, only because, one, it's band, and most of these kids, they want to be there. This is a fun class for them, and so they don't mind turning it on. I also get the messages that say, you know, sorry, Mrs. Joe, my camera's not working today. Mm-hmm. Or because of the low RAM in the Chromebooks, often if they turn their camera on, they'll get kicked out of the meeting. Or then their microphone won't work. Or there's just not enough RAM in order for them for it to work the way it's supposed to.
I have half a minute left. How do you teach band over Zoom?
I'll tell you what. I've made an art of it. They're on mute. I play. They play with me. And that's how we do. And I try to get them playing as much as I can. Other than that, we are doing Flipgrid videos that they turn in. We do Kahoots. We do Ed puzzles. We do anything and everything that I can get in front of them that's musical, that has to do with music theory, and then I try to get them to play as much as I can. And so far, I guess it's been working. Their videos that they turn in throughout this last quarter, they have been improving. So thank goodness for that.
Wouldn't you want your kid to have a teacher that sounds like Kristy Johansson? The energy, the positivity, the willingness to pivot and learn a new way to teach. Congratulations, Kristy. Let's talk down the road again. And my best to your kids as well.
Well, thanks, John. I appreciate that.
Kristy Johansson is a substitute teacher at Northwood Middle School, band, parent of a Woodstock High School freshman, and some kids at Creekside and Prairie Wood Elementary Schools.